Yeah, you just take off the green. You can see Custer just right over across there pretty easy.
About how far would you say it is, oh, from here to your barn, your old barn?
Oh, about 125 yards.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if people aren't members of a church, and then they study, and then they become members, you say they've done what?
Joined the church.
Uh-huh. And in church you pray to?
God.
Uh-huh. And the preacher will give a
sermon.
And then you may recite the 23rd
Psalm.
And the organ will play
hymns.
And the choir will
sing.
And when the choir sings and the organ plays, you say they're making
music.
Let's see, men are handsome, women are
pretty.
And if a woman is very, very pretty, you'll say she's
beautiful.
And we said you pray to God. His opponent, we'd say, is
me. Oh, devil.
What would you say about this last winter? How was the weather?
Pretty damn cold. It's pretty rough.
Well, it was that way in Stillwater.
Yeah, we had three or four just pretty hard cold spells. We didn't have so much snow or moisture with it, but it just got cold.
Mm-hmm. Why, our euonymus froze, and Bill's euonymus froze.
Oh, sure.
Now I've got to root some more cuttings. I told him I'd layer some of them, and we'd get going again. But we had a dismal time. Then we had that freeze in March.
Yeah, that's what got our wheat and our barley and oats. Now, they live fairly good. Went through that. They come in pretty spell, you see, and they kind of greened up a little bit and looking pretty good, and then just got colder than the devil again. And it was pretty watery, you know, pretty tender.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did, yeah.
That's what happened to euonymus.
Yeah, that's
all sorts of things.
They probably, sap had probably started to raise, you know. And
boy, it hit. Oh, if you'd rather not do something and someone comes up and tries you to persuade you to do it, you don't want to, find you say, well, thank you, but I
don't believe I will.
When you were a boy, did you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am? To
usually, it's for outsiders, you know.
Mm-hmm. If two things are nearly alike, and somebody says, are these just alike? You'd say, no, they aren't just alike, they're
similar.
Uh-huh. And this means what?
Well,
are they different?
Well, they're a little different, but practically the same.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Does that answer?
Uh-huh. And in the morning, if you meet someone, what would you say to him?
Usually, good morning.
Uh-huh. And if anything else you might say?
Good morning. It's a good morning.
Uh-huh. Well, let's just say you meet him anytime.
Just a general would be how to do or how to hear.
And if somebody introduces somebody to you, what would you say?
Good, glad to meet you. Pleased to know you.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's visited your house and you want him to come again, what would you say?
Tell him to come back.
Mm-hmm. What did you say as a boy on Christmas morning when you first got up and saw somebody?
You look pretty happy. Whoopee. Yeah, we used to go and look at their stockings, you know.
Mm-hmm.